Hello and welcome back to What's Brewing. I am your host Disha and you are listening to the fifth episode of season two. But before we get into the episode, tell me, how was the pandemic for you? Did you get a job? Did you get promoted? Did you get a new hobby? Or did you take up that course? If you weren't as enthusiastic as I was while asking those questions, then this episode is for you. Before we get into the episode, here's some nice music for you. The pandemic, in some way or the other, has questioned our growth when people took up new hobbies, jobs, or courses in the lockdown. I'm sure your social media must have been filled with people doing something new, doing something innovative, or just finding peace in themselves while there was a lot happening in the world. And now that things are coming back to normal, those questions are getting harsh. Probably because we keep comparing ourselves with others. We keep questioning ourselves, seeing someone else's promotion, someone else's job, someone else's hobby. And that's something what affects us so much. And that's probably something that is affecting our growth. You need to understand that your journey of growth is unique. It's never going to be same with someone else's. Neither with their journey of growth, nor with their achievements, nor with their failures. And that's because their long-term goals are not similar to yours. To understand your journey of growth, you need to understand where you were yesterday, where you are now, and where you want to be tomorrow. And to talk about it more, in this episode, I have Nikita Singh with me. She's a leadership coach with more than 7 years of experience. She will be talking all about growth. She will help us understand that our pace of growth is going to be different from others, and how we can measure our growth, how we can create our personal and professional brand. So let's just get into the episode. Hi, Nikita. Welcome to What's Brewing.
Thanks so much, Disha, for reaching out and having me. I'm excited to chat with you and speak about growth and personal branding.
I feel this is a topic which has been like there in the air for these past a year and a half. Yeah, so this entire thing about growth has been going on for a while now. I have been always having conversations with my friends, with my parents, with everyone, that how much have they grown? Like, I mean, it's not just with people who are in their early career. It's also about people in their mid-career, and also people who are not working at all. Like people who are just like studying or are homemakers. They're also always thinking about, did they learn something new? Did they do something new? So let's just start with the topic by understanding your growth in the pandemic. So how was it like for you?
I would say, I would actually like to start with confidence, that I did focus on building my confidence in the pandemic. And why I say that is because obviously with the pandemic came a lot of uncertainty around work. Now I've transitioned into full-time work, and we'll come to that. But at that point, I was working independently. And with things going virtual, with company priorities changing, obviously that impacted my work. And what it led to was a lot of self-doubt, feeling of uncertainty, are things going to go right or not? And that's where I said, you know what, whether I'm feeling it or not, I'm just going to act confident and do things which I was otherwise scared to do. For instance, things like being more active on social media platforms, actually beginning to build the personal and professional brand that was already there, but creating some messaging around it, reaching out to clients that I didn't reach out to earlier because I was just wondering whether I would be the right fit for them or not. So I began to do all of this, keeping my fear and doubt aside. And what it led to was a huge increase in confidence. The second aspect of growth is, like you mentioned right up front, Disha, I work in different areas. So leadership, careers, talent management, well-being, right? So all of these are connected, but also individual areas. So what I began to do much more in the pandemic is actually started integrating these with my clients who were organizations or even individuals that I was working with in the form of coaching. And that has been very fulfilling. And finally, a career transition. So we can get into the details details of why I made that transition, but in short, I wanted to move into this role specifically that I'm doing with EY in London now because of the kind of impact that this role is basically about digital learning and creating learning experiences virtually. And that's something that I'm very passionate about. And I think that's the future of work. So the third, let's say, aspect of growth was to really make a career transition. I speak to and coach so many people around career transitions. So going through one myself was definitely an experience.
Yeah. That sounds amazing, Nikita, because a career transition has not been easy for anyone. And especially, I have seen a lot of mid-age people doing that, but in your early career, doing a career transition is quite different, quite new, because people doubt that a lot. But I'm so happy to see that, you know, how you build your confidence, like starting from building your confidence to doing the career transition. Your journey has been really, really amazing. And I think
thank you so much.
I think that is something like is very related to my growth as well in terms of the pandemic, because confidence is something that I think I gained a bit. I mean, it's a work in progress, but then all these times I have been always worried about, you know, did I do enough? Like, do I need to do more, or did I reach my goal, or did I reach the ideal goal that I'm supposed to reach? These are the questions that are always there. And I think in these days of this pandemic where we got a chance to work on ourselves, I could grow a lot. Like I could grow a bit, because I think these listeners who are listening right now are a part of that. And I'm super happy to say that I was being able to do that. The next topic I would like to move on to would be personal branding. And that I think is a very important part of growth these days. And Nikita, what is personal branding all about? We keep hearing it all the time, but knowing from an expert would be great.
When I told myself that, hey, Nikita, come on, it's time to create a personal and professional brand, that's actually the question I asked myself even. And, you know, what I wrote down back then is what I'm going to share with you, that it's the process of connecting who you are to what you do. And it's so simple, right? Let's say I am working in leadership and learning. Right? That's what I do. But there's so much more to me. There is a reason why I do what I do. There's a lot of purpose behind why I do what I do. There are qualities that I bring to my work, both positive as well as those that could be a little bit better, right? So bringing all of me and connecting that to what I am doing as an individual and being able to then message that to others is what creating a personal brand is all about. Now, the thing is, a lot of people, I know I'm getting into the next section, if that's okay. I'm going to just talk about one bit of personal branding, if that's okay. A lot of people think that my personal brand is about how I show up on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or any other platform. Yes, that is true. But I would say that's just the outcome of the personal brand that you're building. In a sense, that's just the messaging aspect of it. But one very important aspect of your personal brand is it begins with really deep self-awareness and reflection. Understanding what are your values, what do you stand for, what is the purpose that you really, you know, want to move towards, and how does your work and life and everything that you do connect to that, and then being able to communicate that, right? So I would say that that's what my understanding of a personal and professional brand is. And if you notice, I say personal and professional together, because the lines between work and life are blurry, and it's important to obviously tell people what you do, share your insights, but also tell them a little bit of a personal story behind it.
That completely made sense, because there's like so much out there about personal branding. We have been listening this term so much. And thank you so much for clearing the clutter and kind of giving us a better idea about what personal branding is. And as I mentioned about, there's so much talking about personal branding. I think there have been a couple of myths about personal branding as well. There's like so much information, so many things out there that I think right now people are getting confused that personal branding is all about job seeking. It's all for entrepreneurs. It's all for job seekers. So what is your take on that?
Yeah, you're 100% right. a lot of people think that, or a lot of people, you will notice this trend that people create a better LinkedIn profile, or they suddenly become more active on another platform when they're looking for a job or when they're looking to promote a product or a service, right? That they're but personal and professional branding is just, I would say, even if you're in your job, you've getting promotion after promotion, doing really well, completely immersed in your job, right? Still makes sense to build your personal brand, especially in this world that we live in, when relationships, one, are very important in everything that you do. Or two, it's no longer about saying that, hey, I am XYZ and I work with ABC company. Yes, be loyal to your organization 100%. But it's also about saying that, hey, for instance, I do data analytics with this organization, and here are my insights on data analytics, and here's why, you know, we should all be interested in this area. So it's also about sharing your own insight, right? And that's where it becomes very important to be consistent. The second is, I would say, if you are looking to brand yourself just to sell your product or service or look for a job, that's absolutely fine. But then in that case also, job seekers and recruiters, they are looking for people who are more consistent in their branding and messaging. You know, people would like to buy your product or service if they see you being consistent and see you adding value to them. So personal branding, when we look at it from a point of view of job seeking and entrepreneurship, then it's more about telling people the features about, you know, kind of telling people your product features or your personal features, but it's actually about creating value. And that's the bit that we miss. And creating value can only happen with consistency. So that's one that we need to take care of. The other thing I've already spoken about, that it's not just about being active on social media. Yeah, that's a very important part of it, especially in today's world. But it's about having the right network, reaching out to people. It's about also building your credibility in the company that you work in, right? Yeah. So it's also about telling people that, hey, I'm Disha, I work with this organization. And within your organization, kind of highlighting the work you do, contributing to different projects, that's also a very important part of creating personal brand. I would say these are the two or three big myths.
You're so right about the part where you said how you have seen people just coming up and practicing personal branding when they are seeking jobs or selling something, and then just vanishing maybe after that. And I've seen that so much. Like when I started the journey of personal branding, I wouldn't say I am extensively involved in it. I am still learning. There's like a lot more work that I need to do. But when I started it right after my graduation. I think I was quite late because I was aware of personal branding even when I was studying, because I come from a media background. But I started it late because it took me a lot of time to gain confidence, A, and B, I was also seeking for jobs. But the moment I started doing personal branding, I understood the value-adding point that you mentioned. And then I think I started creating things that I enjoyed as well. It just became a journey. Like, it's no more, I'm no more doing it for I'm just enjoying the journey. And I think there are so many like this that we need to appreciate and enjoy. And that's when the journey is going to be interesting. And the example that you gave of a data analyst is so right, that it's not just for media people. I think that's another myth that is there, that it's only for people who are from the media background or from a career background, and not for people who are in the, you know, the mainstream job or mainstream careers.
Absolutely. And you know, you're right, Disha. In fact, once you begin this journey, like you put it, of building your brand, or I wouldn't even say building, your brand already exists, about messaging it, right? Once you begin to do that, I want to add that it is hard work. And you know that for sure, right? Yeah. Because ultimately it becomes about, hey, what do I want to speak about? What will add most value? How best can I communicate it? Then thinking, right? So it is a lot of hard work. but not only does it benefit your entire network, also it benefits you a lot. Like the one thing that I've seen is that I have so much more clarity on so many more concepts in my area or field of work, simply because I am focusing on creating that value for others. It's created so much value for me personally, because, you know, like we see, the best way to learn is sometimes to communicate or teach, right? And
exactly.
When that process of creating content helps me to strengthen my own concept so much more.
And there's this one experience of mine that I would like to add here, is that the small achievements, okay, that there was this one time when I just started off with talking about what I do, what I want to do, my opinions about different things. And I think as a journalist, I do need to keep putting out, you know, things out there to make a better clarity about certain news or topics for my audience. And while I was doing that, there was this one time someone approached me for a webinar, and that was literally the first time, and it was a paid webinar. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. I don't know how will I do it, but I just went ahead with it. It was my first time. I learned throughout the journey that how to do it, how to talk to people, how to conduct a webinar, and it went on so fine. So I think like this journey will also help you do something new, something different, and again, in the end, you're going to learn something more.
So true. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that.
When you're doing this journey, I think there are times when you question yourself, like, what happened? Like, where am I? Am I doing enough?
Yeah.
And be times when you'll question yourself. There will be times when you'll question what you're putting out there, or there could be times when you're just out of ideas. So is that the end of it? So I want to ask you how to measure growth.
That's a great question. I may not have the perfect answer, but the one way I measure growth is by asking myself questions, right? So one question that I ask myself every couple of weeks or every month almost is that, am I learning? And am I learning not only in terms of skills, right? So if, again, take the example of a data analyst, am I learning not only new ways of analyzing data or visualizing data, bringing it to life, different tools, but also am I developing the right behaviors? So if listening is a behavior that I want to work on, am I constantly learning and developing this behavior? So when I say, am I learning? I actually, in the beginning of every month, will say, okay, this is a skill that I really want to focus on this month, or this is a knowledge area I want to focus on, but also this is a behavior that I want to cultivate, or I want to nurture, or this is a strength that I have and I want to leverage it even more. So that's one question, right? The second question is, am I contributing? And this is so important, Disha, because, you know, in our quest to achieve more and more, sometimes it becomes about getting. What can I get from personally?
Absolutely.
What can I get from my company? What can I get from my friend? But how much am I giving and contributing? Because at the end of the day, the best way to success, I really believe, is contribution. Contribution to your friends and your personal relationships, to your manager, to your organization, your client. The moment we change our mindset from what am I getting to how can I contribute, everything shifts. I'm telling you, you just create a personal brand also automatically and effortlessly then, right? So to me, that's a very important question. Now, this doesn't mean that I don't think about what I'm getting in return. Sometimes it's important, but not at the cost, not from a sense of entitlement, right?
Absolutely.
Now, third is, have I been building and nurturing relationships? I mean, you know, you asked me about growth in the pandemic. If there's one thing that I learned in this hybrid virtual world of work, is that relationships really matter a lot. You can be a high performer in your organization, and yet, to go up the ladder, you need to have the right relationships, right? Same thing, like if you want to make career transition, it's not just about being active on LinkedIn. It's about having a network, and building relationships is not just about being in touch with people. It's about much more, right?
Yeah.
So consciously measuring your growth on and contribution, what I spoke about earlier, when you contribute to people, when you truly care for them, relationships are built effortlessly, right? Have I been consistent with my performance? So yes, you can build all the relationships, be of help, learn new skills, but performance really matters, right? So have I been consistent with my performance? And am I not only being consistent, but am I using what I learn to enhance my, or to, you know, boost my performance and productivity even more? And finally, do I feel fulfilled, right? So at the end of the day, and let's say somebody has all these goals and they're doing it all, but they still don't feel fulfilled or satisfied at the end of a week, month, year, right? Then you really need to ask yourself what's happening here, right?
Yeah.
So I would say these questions around learning, contribution, relationships, performance, and fulfillment are very important.
Nikita, you just like kept everything in a box in such a nice way that, you know, all these things together make us who we are. Like, it's not just about what we are doing. It's also about for the people we are doing. It's also about how we are doing, where we are doing, and what are we in the end of it? What is the goal? What are we achieving? And these questions definitely help us understand all of that. And I think it is important to take that pause and to understand what you're doing. And like, this has been a great learning through this COVID-19 pandemic when everything was at a pause. I really hope people took that time out to relax and understand. I think it's not even late right now. The like, with the question that we started this entire topic with, did we grow or not? Are we growing or not? I think right now we can answer that taking a pause and questioning these things to yourself will help you understand if you are growing or not and how to measure your growth. So
I'm glad that you found it useful. And I think that some of this, you know, as you were speaking, I was thinking about it. Some of this, being consistent with all of this is very important, I would say. So, you know, maybe planning your month in a way where you know that, you know, these are skills that I want to focus on. This is the value I'd like to create. These are the relationships I'd like to build. And this is the work I'd like to do, right? So maybe having that plan is very important in making this happen, as obvious and basic as this sounds.
Yeah, absolutely. I really hope this episode helps the listeners understand, you know, more about growth and more about how they can do better, or more about more about the importance of taking breaks. So thank you so much, Nikita, for being on the show today and sharing all these valuable information with us.
No, it was a pleasure. I really enjoyed interacting with you, and I hope that our conversation can help and add value to others. And I'd love to hear the thoughts that your listeners have around this. Maybe we have something to learn too.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you so much, Nikita. And
thank you.
See you all in the next episode.